USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The call for police reform took center stage in Washington Friday as a large crowd gathered on the National Mall. It comes days after another police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Get Your Knee Off Our Necks march was organized by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We didn't come out and stand in this heat because we didn't have nothing to do. Black lives matter, and we won't stop until it matters to everybody.
After a campaign rally in Londonderry, New Hampshire, President Trump commented on the shooting of Jacob Blake. A reporter with television station WMUR asked about it.
You believe that officer was justified in that shooting?
Well, I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports, and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But I'll be, it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Department of Justice has seized three websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound to Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Actor Chadwick Boseman has died after a four-year battle with colon cancer. Boseman earned worldwide acclaim for his portrayal of the comic book hero Black Panther on the movie screen. A statement from the family said he died in his home. Boseman was 43. You are listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Kentucky's junior senator claims he and his wife were attacked after the president's acceptance speech during the Republican National Convention. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul was leaving the Republican National Convention after President Trump gave his acceptance speech.
And they were shouting threats, you know, to us, to kill us, to hurt us. But they're also shouting, say her name, Breonna Taylor. And it's like, you couldn't reason with this mob, but I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids. If the police are not there, if you defund the police, if America becomes Portland, what's going to happen is people are going to be pummeled and kicked in the head and left senseless on the curb.
Paul, who has represented Kentucky in the Senate since 2011, introduced a bill in June to ban no-knock warrants, the type of warrant that ultimately led to the wrongful shooting death of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old Kentucky EMT who was shot at least eight times by police after they broke into her house in Louisville, Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Los Angeles City Attorney has charged Bryce Hall and Blake Gray for hosting raging house parties in the Hollywood Hills. The TikTok stars allegedly did so despite a ban on large gatherings due to the pandemic. For news anytime, visit our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.